Many of you may already be familiar with the ginkgo tree, Ginkgo biloba. It's this only species in the genus Ginkgo, which is in the family Ginkgoaceae, which is the only family in the order Ginkgoales. It's basically all by itself taxonomically. Its origin is unknown, but it's been cultivated in China or Japan for at least 2,000 years, and there's fossils of it in the northwestern U.S. It's got a conifer-like excurrent architecture with lots of short shoots upon which the leaves are borne. The leaves are fan-shaped and somewhat leathery. And it's got a primitive vascular system with a xylem made up of tracheids, much like our conifers. The plant is dioecious. Fleshy female seeds are produced on one tree, and male cones are produced on the other tree, on a different tree. And the females emit a nasty, rancid butter odor when the seeds are ripe. This is butyric acid that makes them not well suited as an ornamental. The seeds are edible, and there are many medicinal uses of ginkgo. It's believed to clear up lung ailments. It's used as an antioxidant, as a digestion aid, even as a hangover cure. It supposedly improves blood flow to the brain and enhances concentration and cerebral function, relieves memory loss, and improves mood in Alzheimer's patients. So ginkgo's been used as a medicinal plant in China for many, many years.